The Senate budget depends on getting federal approval to draw down $50 billion in the next 10 years. The Senate would use that Medicaid money to insure 800,000 Floridians. Senate Appropriations Chairman Tom Lee addressed the chamber Wednesday.
We did not create the challenges that we face in this budget cycle with health care. Those were delivered to our doorstep, but we do have an obligation to recognize that funding gap.
Senate President Andy Gardner dispatched two senators to Washington, D.C. this week in a personal appeal for the dollars. One of them, Senator Rene Garcia, says
they understand that part of our Medicaid sustainability plan is also looking at a fix.
He says the Senate's plan to use the federal money is a boom to uninsured Floridians,
making sure that individuals under 133% of the poverty line have access to affordable health insurance through our model, our private exchange, which is Florida Healthy Choice.
Florida Health Choices is an insurance marketplace established with the goal of increasing access to affordable health care. That could become the state's platform to get more uninsured people into private health plans.
The impact on the individual who has health care in Florida today is to hold down or bring down your rates. The impact on Floridians living below the poverty level, 138% of the poverty level, is to give you the opportunity to participate in a program where you can get health care other than going to an emergency room.
And Tallahassee businessman Kim Williams is an advocate for the Senate's plan. He says the new measure is a win-win for all Floridians.
So the funding is there in anticipation that the fix would include a reduction in non-compensated care at hospitals. And when you bring down the uncompensated care, you take away the need to raise the rates on private insurance holders in Florida, like me as a business owner and like my employees that pay a part of their insurance cover.
The Senate's $80 billion spending proposal depends on getting the House to go along with its plan to tap the Medicaid money. But the House remains opposed. For WFSU News, I'm Keita Browning.